But Jesus answered and said, "Were not the 10 made clean, but where are the 9? Has no one been found to return and give glory to God except this foreigner?" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and parishioners, dear parishioners, obviously the theme today is gratitude, thanksgiving. And I think this addresses a critical need we have to regularly practice, to think, and to implement gratitude in our daily lives. It is one of our great human failings that we take for granted so many things. And we see really a shocking example of ingratitude in today's gospel. It was not just a parable. It was not just a story that our Lord told for the sake of getting a point across. This was historical fact that out of 10 that were rescued from the living death of leprosy, only one found it important to come back and say thank you and glorify God. So isn't this a glaring difficulty in our human condition? It doesn't mean that 90% of the time people are ungrateful, but often enough we are not thinking in terms of gratitude. So we want to grow in thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, that's one of the four ends of prayer. We don't just pray to God when we want something or need something. We must pray to adore Him. We must pray to thank Him. We must pray to offer our atonement and contrition and sorrow for our sins. And then we also ask. And may I also remind you that the word Eucharist, which we use in that phrase, the Holy Eucharist, Eucharist in Greek means thanksgiving. So you could say, if you're going to translate it literally, that the Blessed Sacrament is the Holy Thanksgiving. And we have the infinite privilege of receiving Holy Communion. We have the privilege of coming and adoring in the presence of the Holy Thanksgiving. So it's good to remember that. So gratitude is not just a feeling, it is a spiritual discipline that reshapes how we see God, ourselves, and the world. Literally, it changes how we look at things. It's not just a passing thought, it's not just a temporary feeling. It's a frame of mind that we hope to always keep there. There are many scripture quotes for gratitude. I'll just share a couple of them from Psalm 117. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. From 1 Thessalonians, give thanks in all circumstances. All circumstances. So if we are really going to live this, even in the difficult times that God allows, the crosses, even to thank Him, not because we enjoy the pain or the difficulty, but for the spiritual opportunity that God gives. And that is, of course, higher thanksgiving. That is a higher degree in the spiritual life. We would like to thank God only for the pleasant things that happen. But we are told to try to extend it beyond just the pleasant things. In Philippians, we read how thanksgiving is the posture that transforms anxiety into prayerful peace. So, what is this change that happens in our soul through gratitude? We as I already said, we find our perspective reoriented. It breaks entitlement, that sense of it's owing to me. It helps to do away with that. It strengthens faith, it cultivates humility, and it invites joy. So those are the things that gratitude, that thanksgiving do in our interior. Gratitude, as I mentioned, in difficult situations, it doesn't deny pain, but it declares we are grateful that God is present in that pain, in that suffering, in that difficulty. Now that's something we can more readily hang on to. I'm not thanking you because I enjoy pain. That's sadistic. We wouldn't want to do that, but thank you for being there, for helping me in this difficulty. Again, something we can very tangibly thank God for. And we read in Scripture how Job worshiped God even in the losses that he sustained. We read how Paul and Silas sang hymns in prison. We read how even Jesus himself, as he's, and you see, you'll read this in every Mass, just before the consecration of the host into the body of Christ, the most sacred body of our Lord, who the day before he suffered, giving thanks, broke the bread and said, "Take ye and eat, this is my body which shall be given up for you." So that's probably the reason why we use the word Eucharist. Again, the Holy Thanksgiving. Jesus, knowing how much he's going to suffer, is still offering thanks to God. So what are some enemies of gratitude? Number one, comparison. It steals joy by shifting focus to what others have. And I'll have to be honest with you, just in the last 24 hours, I found myself comparing to another person, to another situation. So I'm trying to practice what I preach. As I'm preparing the sermon, I realized that comparison was starting to steal joy and peace. So I have to work on it myself. Another enemy of gratitude is forgetfulness. Just not remembering all the things that God has given to us. Number three, entitlement. Believing we deserve more than we have. Now, sometimes it's true that we are lacking something that really should be given to us. But again, entitlement, I see this as a big problem socially. You know, so often, I deserve more. And then when we dwell on that, there goes our peace, our joy, because we're consumed with what we don't have. And again, I'm not talking about, you know, condoning injustice. Unfortunately, that does happen a lot also, but we have to be careful to not let the sense of entitlement be an enemy of gratitude. And then hurry. We need to slow down enough to notice God's blessing. So again, to sum up, comparison, forgetfulness, entitlement, hurry. So in our daily prayer life, we have to make sure we have scheduled, we have there those expressions of gratitude. And I would like to suggest something very practical, that at least once a week we make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament just to say thank you. Not ask for anything, just thank you, God. I am here to say thanks. And of course, when we are at Holy Mass, it's the greatest thanksgiving of all. But I recommend that weekly visit to the Blessed Sacrament for that purpose. And then let us close with the consideration of our Blessed Mother's thanksgiving. What did she do when St. Elizabeth praised her. How is this that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? Elizabeth was giving her praise, was giving her the greatest honor. Blessed art thou among women. Thou art the greatest among women. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. So our Blessed Mother gives us a wonderful example on those occasions where we are praised, where we're given something. Let us also turn that into a hymn of, not, I don't mean sing it, but turn it into a thank you, turn it into an act of humility. Just like our Blessed Mother, she recognized that all good things come from God, and we too, in our lesser way, can strive to do that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.